with Solomonovich on 17 August 1981. So I was going to ask, what were the main problems in making a good 8mm receiver in 1954, in the mid-50s?
Elements, perhaps.
Dr. Sulewa.
Yes.
So you were saying it was the elements in the...
Elements, because it was the using for radio astronomy practically in that times when it was at wall, began to develop this range, this diapason for radio physics at wall.
I mean, I don't get the word you're saying, at a wall?
Yes, and for instance, when we began later to use the sub-millimeter, the main problem is to have some detectors, some and so on, some
right.
elements, some quasi-optics, and what is it?
But difficult? Now you're talking about much later in
yes.
time, right?
Yes.
Well, let's talk about the scientific results, the astronomical results that came from the work, first of all, before the RT-22. What do you think were the main scientific results that you got with these 8mm observations and so forth?
No, I may say that practically at first the phase dependence of the middle moon temperature mm-hmm. was measured in 8mm because on the longer wafers, the more difficult it, later it was, well, also, but it was.
Right.
And the sun, it was also measured the temperature and so on.
And did that give a different picture of the surface of the moon because of these 8mm observations?
It was on 22 meters.
Oh, that was on the 22 meter.
Yes, because
dish.
The resolving yeah. power must be
yes.
About 1 or 2 minutes.
Right.
It was possible to scan the disk, and before it may be measured only
the total
average,
right.
average temperature.
But you did get a phase effect even with the average temperature,
yes,
did you not?
Course,
yes,
of course, it has changed.
Right. did you ever try to detect the planets at 8 millimeters in the early days? I mean, before the RT-22?
No, it was impossible because the sensitivities was...
But did you try?
I don't try, yes. We don't try the planets. One of the reasons why we began to build up the large dish, it was the problem of the planet measurements on the centimeter wave.
Right.
And we plan to finish our telescope in 1956, but some troubles with industry and another was 2 years, and in United States it was by Meyer and another
right,
people.
Right down
yes,
here.
In Washington, right. here at the Naval Research Laboratory in 15 meters. It was 1 or 2 years
right.
before. And
so you're saying the dish was delayed by 2 years from plans?
It was finished about 1 year, but it must be adjusted and
right.
another.
So that was another year.
Mechanically,
right.
it was finished about in 1957 or maybe 1958. No, about 2 years later, as it was at first planned.
Right.
But when we planned, it was we don't understand all the difficulties
you,
which
right.
is connected as usually.
Sure.
Perhaps.
This is not the only dish that's been later than planned. But were there any technical difficulties with the building the antenna, or was it only a matter of political and industrial problems and so
no,
forth?
No, it was the main difficulties is the construct very rigid from the one hand and very precise surface.
Right.
It was the at first many dish which was built later in another country used our experience in this problem, because mm-hmm. it was only our idea to build up the very rigid but rough this
right.
construction,
and then adjust.
Yeah, man, adjust many points. It was, for instance, in Jodl Bank, it was not such.
That's right.
Not in Naval Research, it was a machined, and that's, when it finished, it was.
That's it. Yeah.
Yes,
right, yeah.
But at first, mm-hmm. later, it was repeated, and maybe mm-hmm. more. All this idea with
right.
adjusted screws and point. At
right.
first, it was.
This was the first telescope with that.
Yes, yes.
And
we don't patent it. It was not the problem for us.
Right.
We were not interested. We published it.
Right. And did these adjustments take quite a bit of trouble to get everything working?
Because it was at first mass template. It was very geodetical, geodetical. With this.
With the theodolite?
Yes, real instruments with very precise invar draught.
Right.
Yes, it was flat template, contra template at first, and then template. It was installed on this. It was all the in the pictures. It
yes.
was in the our publication.
Right.
In
yes, I have that, right.
And working. It was very, very hard job,
yeah.
because it was all the team from the industry, but it was organized, and in each day it was myself and Kalachov, and the work was practically not in daytimes, but in night times, because it was all...
Because the sun
yes, from the sun, it was
uneven
covered,
heating.
Yeah. It was covered with circus.
Yes.
Now this circus, cylindrical, special construction it was, and inside it was completed all this construction and covered each plate bed, and each plate was before on the factory deformed the different type of these plates. I don't remember, maybe five type
five different shapes of
different
plates.
Shapes,
yes.
At first, and then before installing, it was each screw must be by template in right position,
right.
And then it will, and then what with drill machine, it was all the holes
were drilled, right?
Drilled, and then the once more, and if it was not good, it was
yes.
and finish operation. It was machined by some. It was
by hand.
After,
yeah.
And after them, especially measurements, it was made, but special. It was studentin. It was the she's bachelor degree work to measure all the statistics of on the all this line of the. The same level. What is it? What
you mean? The annulus?
Yes. It was by the template. It was measured the difference. The
yes.
fact with small this. I don't know in English what
you mean.
Is.
Small differences between the
template
and the actual.
Actual.
Right, right.
It was very different. And after it was finished, it was. This cover was
taken off
with large special. It must be this word in English. I don't know. No, it is also in picture.
Okay.
It was
a big crane. You mean
big crane?
Yes.
Crane. Yes.
Yes.
Big crane and go to the place and installed.
That must have been.
It was in October of 1950. Eight.
That must have been a happy day to
happy day.
Finally see that happen.
But after then, the template was also lifted on that. It was once more repeated all the measurements. And another problem, the axis must be perpendicular. Right. Or
must be aligned with the dish, yes. But
also, we, together with Kalachov, with help of our worker, to measure all the, and
right,
return all the geodetical.
But then you must have, of course, put a receiver on there and saw how it worked with astronomical
yes,
objects.
Parallel of these mechanical works, another group in my department outwork all the receiver. At first, it was two wavelengths, 8 millimeter and 3 centimeter.
Mm-hmm.
And after it was finished mechanically, it was first observation, it was in the spring of 1989. It was at first sun observation.
Right.
And we decided to in the prime focus, but it was constructed such a block together 2 feet, 2 feet, one for cylindrical waveguide, it was for 3 centimeter and
right,
for 8 millimeter for polarization observation of those
right,
cross section it was circle. It was shifting in the vertical plane, such one.
Beam switching.
Beam switching.
Right.
Not beam switching.
No.
All the feet in focal plane must periodically moving for the picture, for the image.
You mean you were moving the feed in order to make to scan the sun?
Yes,
and
moon also.
I see.
Yes, the all the radio telescope moved some faster or slowly as a, on the rotation of
right,
the ears, but in such it was at first that fourth version.
Right.
And later it was the
beam switching.
Beam switching, right, and many times it changed all the receivers. Many the 10 centimeter, then was 1.6 centimeter,
oh, yeah,
that 4 millimeter, and different type of receiver it was changed, and later it was measure and power amplifier and so on and
right,
so on. It was 10 years ago after the
right
finish.
But what about the drive system? Now you had an Alta Azimuth mount.
Yes.
And did you have an analog device to convert
first,
coordinates?
At first it was analog device. It was we must be in English this word. It was such a transformer, which
the coordinate transformer,
which must be sine and cosine.
Yes.
Analogous.
Right.
Analogous
sure,
force.
Sure.
And later it was changed from the digital. This word I also don't remember. From corner to the for the changing from the angle to the numbers.
Yes, to digital. Digital drive system?
Yes.
I mean? Right.
Yes.
But now that's much later, isn't it? Or
it was about 10 years.
10 years later, right. So that's late 60s.
Yes, 60s.
Right.
60s, right. It is not history in your sense. Yes, it was
okay,
in, yes, it computerized, and yes, it, in this time.
Right.
It is very modern.
What was the tracking accuracy in the beginning?
In the beginning, it was better as 1 minute. It was a mechanic. It was such a very precise. These lines, strips. It was such a
the encoders. you mean?
It was a television chamber. It was television, which was installed and on the large...
Oh, I see, on the large azimuth circle.
Azimuth circle, and also on the elevation circle.
I see.
And in the cabin, in control cabin, it must be on television, see when, where...
Where it was, I see.
Right position. And it was an optical guide also.
I see.
And the weather was good on the star.
Yeah.
It must be in control. Well, very precise controlling.
So you could track to within 1 arc minute. But it
better. I don't remember, about 10 seconds.
Oh, 10 arc seconds, that
yes.
Good?
By the guiding operator.
Right, I see.
Automatically, it was about a half a minute.
Half a minute if you just let it go.
Yeah.
But 8 millimeters, you really needed the guiding, I guess.
Yes, of course.
Because your beam was, at 8 millimeters?
About 1.6, 1.7 right. Minutes. It was pencil beam.
Right, so you needed 10 arc seconds accuracy.
Yes,
there, yeah.
Another problem was the bending of this. It was also another doctor degree about the investigation of
right.
All the errors, regular
pointing errors, right.
That was many people work around this telescope from the very beginning till the last.
Till today.
Still,
right. What about the observations that were done in the first few years with the telescope? They were, of course, primarily of strong sources of the moon, the sun, and the planets. What do you think are the most interesting scientific results of all of those?
Difficult to say. I suppose my personal opinion, it was at first image of sun and moon in millimeter wavelengths at first. It was the second in the it was spectrum of the Venus radiation from the 4 millimeter till 10 millimeters. It was all that first. And then it was some planet observation, first planet observation, for instance, in Arecibo meeting, which took place in 1965.
Mm-hmm.
I reported, and Drake and Professor Gordon remember what
right.
They. At first, I remember about millimeter wave observation on Mars, Saturn, and Mercury,
right.
This was at
right.
Later it was improved, it was the more precise measurement, but first it was there. And then it was first catalog of
radio sources.
Radio sources, it was Kuzmin and another. And then it was on this telescope polarization, Crabbe Nebula.
Mm-hmm.
Polarization it was measured, and here was at one of the it was the first investigation together with United States people, with Barrett.
With whom?
Barrett, Alan Barrett.
Oh, Barrett, yes.
Barrett.
Yes.
It was the first radio astronomer from United States.
Now, Barrett came to the Soviet Union?
Yes.
Yeah, I see.
In 1964.
Ah, yes.
Kuzmin was in United States.
Right, he went to Caltech.
In Caltech.
Right.
And it was...
exchange.
Change. And mm-hmm. Barrett was about a month in our station. And together we have one word. It was distribution of brightness, temperature on Crabbe Nebula.
Right.
Together with Matveenko and another.
Now, did you measure the polarization in the Crabbe Nebula in those early years?
No.
I didn't think so.
It was Kuzmin and Udaltsov.
Right, that did that, yeah.
Yes, I don't know.
Right.
I not took part. It was the and was the dissertation. It was Dr. Thesis by Udaltsov, and he at first he was in Crimea, and 10 centimeter and 21 centimeter, and later in 22 meter it was in centimeter wavelength 3 and 1.6 centimeter. It was continued by him.
Now, there was one thing that I thought was interesting. You were measuring Venus at 10 centimeters, and you said it was variable.
Yes,
from day to day.
It was error.
What do you think led to that? Atmospheric
problems?
Our atmosphere, I mean?
No, I suppose it was not correctly reduced about the parameters of the telescope or aperture, I don't know.
Pointing, perhaps?
Pointing, perhaps, maybe. It was the in continuous of this work, we divided our interest. Planet measurement was continued by Kuzmin.
Yes.
And I stopped by Moon and Sun. And then I moved to the sub-millimeter. For me,
right.
more interesting to occupy a new range and continued routine and so on. And
right.
As I am not astronomer as my...
You feel more like a physicist than an astronomer.
Yes.
What about the phase lags? You mentioned that you... for the moon, but there was a controversy about whether there was a phase effects for the planets also at that time.
About planets, no comments about planets.
Why not?
You must interview Dr. Kuzmin about planets.
But your name was on these papers.
No, it is the first measurements it was. But I suppose that the phase changing in the Venus, it seems that it is such a phase variation. But in that times, we don't know exactly what is the parameters of our telescope.
The beam efficiency.
Beam efficiency and bending and so beam, yes.
In pointing.
Yes,
yeah.
And it is interesting that in different period, the the Venus is a different elevation and in the passage of the meridian. Yes, and perhaps it was...
right,
yes,
I see, yeah.
You know, it is two different effects. One from planet and another from the
antenna. Yes.
From the antenna. I suppose the later Kuzmin and another people checked more precise the changing of the parameter of the antenna. She improved.
Yes. Right.
Results.
Right.
What it was, but I don't take part in these observations.
Okay. Well, that ends my questions on specifically what you worked on. I'd be interested in your general comments about what do you see as the strength of the Lebedev Institute for why was radio astronomy so successful there?
It all is my paper. Yeah. you want
Well, I'd like to hear
repeat.
I'd like to hear you say it.
It was all the it was historically one of the strongest of the powerful school scientific school in Soviet Union, radio physicist school.
Right.
It's a school by Professor Mandelstam and Papalex.
Right.
And we are all, and Jabotinsky and Troitsky and all, are the the pupils.
The products of this school.
Products
right.
of this school
right.
in some generation, and first and second and so on.
Right.
Because some pupil of Mandelstam and Papaleksi moved to Gorky, and for instance Andronov, yes, and Garelik also, what the branch from this, from Moscow, they moved to Gorky.
Yes.
And Professor Troitsky is the one, the first leader and the pupil by who? By whom? By
Andronov
Garelik, yes. And we bus with Zhabotinsky are bus pupil by Mandelstam, Haykin, okay. Papaleksi, and Rytov, and it is the all the one scientific school.
I see.
And in Lebedev, in laboratory of, I don't know, vibration or oscillation, what must be said?
Non-linear oscillations.
When you write this radio astronomy history, do you familiar with the earliest Soviet investigation in the radio astronomy field?
Which investigations?
Radio astronomy investigation in the USSR. Do you familiar with such works?
The first
Soviet investigation in this field, as I know, was the theoretical work from Mandelstam and Papaleksi.
Yes. Oh yeah. Oh yes. I'm very familiar with moon radar
investigation. Yeah. It was at first he calculated in
1925. Oh, I know this. Yeah.
No.
Well, I spent 4 weeks in the Soviet Union last November and December, trying to find these things out. And then,
of course,
right.
It is all in the printing form.
This is very helpful, but No, I've talked with a lot of people about this. I mean, I'm trying to get the
trying to get the
story right.
And then, at first it was in Lebedev. In practically parallel, maybe 1 year earlier in Gorky also, because in Gorky University and Institute, Physical and Radiophysical Institute, they interested in statistical radio physics, in noises,
right.
And from one hand, and they people interested in plasma physics, in Ginsburg and so on, and another people. And it was very close altogether, the
right.
Change. And for instance, Ginsburg and Rytov, a part of his time work in physical, spent in Gorky and spent in Moscow.
Right.
He
right.
traveled by train.
Right, I've talked with him, of course, about his thing.
Yes, it was in the very beginning.
Right.
And the next years, it was spread because Haykin moved to Leningrad
right.
and organized the Department of Radiophysics. And for instance, Parisky,
right.
Yuri Parisky and his
yes.
wife, Bas, were my students in Physical Institute.
Right. Right.
And later he stayed in Kaidanovsky, also from Physical Institute.
Right.
And only radar astronomy it was burned not in Physical Institute, I suppose, but in Institute of Radiotechnics and
Engineering electronics right.
because the Professor Kotelnikov, it was not the pupil of Mandelstam, but
right.
it was another school. He was from radio engineers and
right.
so on. And but it was also not so simple because in Institute of Radiotechnics and Electronics worked some people which was also physicists in the same school.
Right. Right.
Because, for instance, Vedensky, it very very close connection with Physical Institute, Vedensky.
Okay.
Another people, for instance, Migulin also was in Institute of from Institute and so on.
Okay, one last question.
Last
question.
Well,
the 1958 IAU meeting was held in Moscow, the General Assembly.
Yes.
And I'd be interested in how this. I'm sure this must have been the first time that you talked to a lot of Western astronomers at that meeting. And what are your remembrances of the meeting? Did it influence at all the research that you were doing, or did you learn things you didn't know before from that meeting?
No, it was before the astronomical meeting. It was the connections, I suppose, with West astronomer, of course, astronomer more earlier connected with together, but radio astronomer, I don't remember. Maybe Professor Troitsky remember it better. Before the
Ask in Russian.
Значит, вопрос состоит в следующем. До астрономического съезда, который был в 1958 году в Москву, были ли у советских радиоастрономов связи с западными радиоастрономами?
По-моему, нет.
You understand?
I got the не yet at the end.
I think that's... Yes.
No.
There was virtually no contact. Before then.
With China astronomers.
Oh, я так же
говорю. Chinese, yeah.
Yeah, in Chinese.
The expedition to Hainan.
Yes, right. In 1958, right. Before this
IAU.
IAU, it was in April. It was in August, the meeting.
April. August was the meeting, right.
Yes.
Right.
It was, and it was interesting that the first foreign radio astronomer who visited Pushchino. The telescope, it was not finished, but it was only in circus in this.
Yes.
It was the group from China.
The Chinese group, I see.
Yeah. I personally took in by bus from Moscow to right. This one, but the weather was very worse and the way was very difficult and it was some troubles with tractor, it must be.
It was a real expedition. Right?
Yes, it was very nice people. We know we both were on Hainan Isle together.
Right. I've talked to many people that were there from Pulkovo,
yes,
also.
And
Molochov. And
Molchanov.
Molchanov, right.
He was chief of this expedition. Right. Yes.
Well, okay, thank you very much.
That ends the interview with Solomonovich on 17 August 1981.